why can't I just pray to Jesus in me? An Ask Father session with Father John Lovell. Jesus dwells in a human soul by the power of the Holy Ghost when that person is in the state of grace. That is, God has given the person sanctifying grace, and the person has not lost it by mortal sin, or if lost, has regained it through sacramental confession. In such a case, one can pray to God, who chooses to dwell by His grace in one's soul. However, if such a statement implies going to God without His church, then it is indeed a grave error. The Catholic Church is the body of Christ. Christ and His church are one. You cannot have Christ without His church. Through the Catholic Church, we receive God's sanctifying grace and render unto God right and worthy worship, that is, the one and eternal holy sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Prayer is necessary, yes, but man also has the sacred duty to worship God, as God has decreed, and this is only found within the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy Mary, and all the saints, intercede for us with the Lord our God, so that we may merit His help and salvation, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Father John Lovell of the Diocese of Rockford in Illinois and the founder of the Coalition for Canceled Priests. Today, on this segment of Ask Father, we have a question. Why can't I just pray to Jesus in me? Why do I need the church when I can pray to God on my own because He is in me? Actually, I don't believe Jesus ever said, God is in you. I'd be more than happy to be corrected on that. That is a misquotation of Scripture, not even sure of what passage. I think the closest is, the kingdom of God is within you. Yet the only reason this would be true is because one is a member of the church through baptism, confirmation, and of course what you receive, sanctifying grace. Without the church, this is not even true. So of course you need the church, because all sanctifying grace in this world was won by Christ on the cross and comes to us through the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. In another question where I was speaking on Mary's perpetual virginity, I touched on this. We have to realize that Mary is God's perfect tabernacle. She is the Ark of the Covenant. But all of us, through baptism and the sacraments, have the opportunity to also become tabernacles of our Lord. And that when we receive Holy Communion, when we receive His Sacred Heart in the host, His heart, physically and spiritually, beat with our hearts. One of my favorite converts, theologians, philosophers, saints, John Henry Newman, he took from St. Francis de Sales on his coat of arms, cor ad cor loquitur, speaking heart to heart. And I think sometimes when people say, well, why can't I just pray to Jesus in me, that they might, without even realizing it, they're thinking, well, is not Jesus always within me? If we are open to God's grace, if we receive in the ordinary manner the sacraments, starting with baptism, continuing with confirmation, with Holy Communion, by accepting God's will in the vocational sacraments of marriage or priesthood, that our Lord will always be with us that we will always be that tabernacle. But we should never think for one moment that we do not need the church, that we do not need Our Lady, that we do not need the saints in order to intercede for us. We are part here on earth of the church militant, but we need the church triumphant, always interceding for us. From our guardian angels, to our patron saints, most importantly, our mother, to always lead us to Jesus Christ. To always bring us to Jesus Christ. I think when we say and are asked, and I get this question a lot, can Jesus pray in me? This claim seems influenced by kind of a New Ageism, which is itself a variation of the occult. To think that God is in me can be confused with the ancient pagan pantheism. That I can just commune within myself to reach God rejects the reality of divine revelation and grace. Christian spirituality is not this at all. Like the other great Christian mysteries, such as the Trinity, such as the Incarnation, there is a paradoxical balance, of course. God is external to us. He is transcendent. He is omnipotent. But he is with us, immanent as well. To overemphasize one at the expense of the other always leads to grave error and heresy. If we allow ourselves to be those true tabernacles, God will dwell within us, but it cannot be achieved on our own. This claim of why can I not just pray to Jesus and Jesus is always within me shows a lack of basic Catholic catechetical instruction and a fundamental misunderstanding of the church, grace, and revelation. Very common today. We humans are often too material, too focused on the visible. The church is much more than that. Ultimately, it is the mystical body of Christ. The church triumphant, the church suffering, and the church militant. We always offer our prayers through Christ to God the Father. No one can come to the Father except through him. And Christ and his church are one. He is the bridegroom. She is the bride. We must always keep that in mind. We must always stay focused on what is to come. And that is the general resurrection. That life of the world to come, as we say in the Creed. Stay focused on that. Stay focused on the sacraments and always, always doing your best to stay in sanctifying grace. Ultimately, what is prayer? It is a conversation with God. But sadly, I think many traditionalists, many Catholics I know, but many traditional Catholics fall into the trap of its intercessory prayer, which, of course, intercessions are very much part of prayer. But prayer, first and foremost, should be that of listening and adoring, staying focused on our Lord and being open to what he is going to give us and what he is going to say to us. Let us keep that in mind as we keep moving forward to that great day. As we say in the doxology, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. That world without end is when heaven and earth come together as one. When the great sacrificial banquet of the Lamb and his bride are fulfilled. Until next time, this is Father John Lovell. May God bless you.
This question and answer has been brought to you by the Fatima Center. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. To send Father a question or to support this vital apostolate with a donation, please visit our website at fatima.org or call us at 1-800-263-8160. It is our prayer that by the holy intercession of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart, this answer may help you to know, love, and serve God better. And we exhort you to join our First Saturday Challenge, 100,000 First Saturdays by the 100th anniversary of Our Lady's Request. Learn more, sign up, and update your progress at fatima.org/100x100. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.